BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The authorities in Mexico say that around 500 children have been rescued from an orphanage after they were allegedly subject to sexual abuse and forced to beg. The owner and eight employees at the House of the Big Family, a children's home in the state of Michoacán, have been arrested. Tomás Cerón de Lucio of the Attorney General's Office told a news conference about the victims' treatment.
Dentro de los cuales destaca el ser obligados a pedir dinero.
Among others, they were forced to beg for money in the streets. They were fed with food and feet to eat. They had to sleep on the ground with pests, suffer sexual abuse, and were banned from leaving the home. Babies born in the house were registered as sons of the founder, and their biological parents did not have any say about them.
The Israeli army says it's issued a warning to residents of eastern and northern Gaza, advising them to leave their homes. The warning comes after an initial attempt to introduce a ceasefire in the territory failed. Yoland Nell reports from Gaza.
We have seen an intensification of fighting here over the past few hours. I've seen a big airstrike off to the north of us and a couple over to the east. Still the smoke just dispersing from those explosions. 10 people killed here in Gaza overnight that we know about already, bringing the total number of dead now to more than 200, with more than 1,500 people wounded. And it's really that big price that the civilian population here in particular has been paying that I think leads, when you go to talk to people, them to say that they also want to see conditions met for a ceasefire.
A judge in the Netherlands is due to deliver a verdict on whether the Dutch state was partly responsible for the slaughter of more than 7,000 Bosnian men and boys in Srebrenica during the Bosnian War of the early 1990s. A women's group, the Mothers of Srebrenica, is suing the Dutch government, alleging that Dutch soldiers, known as Dutchbat, were part of the UN peacekeeping mission but did not intervene to protect their male relatives. Anna Holligan reports from The Hague.
Thousands of Bosnian Muslims had fled to the UN base at Potokari seeking protection. The Dutch battalion did not intervene as the terrified civilians were removed from the camp by Radko Mladic and his Bosnian Serb forces. It was supposed to be a safe zone. What followed, though, was the worst massacre committed on European territory since the Nazis. Lawyers representing the Dutchbat soldiers say they were under-resourced and did try to protect the refugees.
The Philippine Red Cross has praised people for responding to early warning systems and leaving their homes before the country was hit by this year's strongest typhoon. The capital, Manila, and other areas are being battered by rain and strong winds. The head of the Philippine Red Cross said an increased awareness of storm surges and a willingness to follow government advice has helped reduce casualties. But at least 4 people are reported dead, and there are fears that number could rise. World News from the BBC. Military officials in Pakistan say an American drone strike targeting a militant compound has killed at least 13 people in the North Waziristan region close to the Afghan border. The Pakistani military is currently carrying out a major offensive against insurgent bases in the northwestern tribal belt. The United States resumed drone attacks in the area in June after a gap of 6 months. A Chinese oil rig that caused a diplomatic row between China and Vietnam when it was deployed near disputed islands in the South China Sea is being relocated. Some saw the rig's arrival near the contested Paracel Islands in May as a move by China to assert its claims of sovereignty in the area. Martin Patience is in Beijing.
When the billion-dollar oil rig was first deployed, it was seen by Vietnam as a brazen attempt by China to stake out its claims in the South China Sea. Hanoi reacted by sending boats to disrupt the drilling operations, leading to clashes at sea. While the move is likely to ease tensions, China's foreign ministry stated it shouldn't be viewed as a retreat. The ministry added that oil and gas had been discovered. Only after the data had been assessed, it said, would China decide its next move.
A nuclear power plant in southern Japan has passed an initial safety hurdle that could see it become one of the first to restart following the meltdown at the Fukushima plant in 2011. The Sendai nuclear power station has an upgraded design and safety features in 2 reactors to fit in with strict new regulations. Japan shut down all of its nuclear power plants following the crisis. The prolonged shutdown has damaged the economy, forcing the nation to rely on expensive imports of fossil fuels. Some of Germany's most famous sausage makers have been fined for fixing the price of the country's favourite food. The competition regulator found 21 manufacturers had conspired to rig the sausage market for decades. They were fined a total of $460 million. BBC News.